Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we also want to thank the truckers that are out there getting everything done across America on the highways and byways. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website and even communicate to us over there. You can send us a message and we get it. And then as we see it, we'll mention it. But the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. Welcome back.
Good morning.
The Biden administration, and in particular this woman that was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, touted as tax pitch to the world, but Americans don't seem to be falling for it, where we equalize the taxes of everyone across the world.
I listen to that. And they keep saying that, that people need to, these corporations and these wealthy need to pay their fair share. Then you need to change the tax code.
Right. And they're not doing it.
You think you, mm-hmm. But the fascinating thing with this is if you want a good economy forever, then stop taxing everybody. Try giving some of their money back and let corporations and the rich do the investments. What's going to happen when the wealthy, the 1%, as Elizabeth Warren likes to say, well, they're going to go park their money someplace else. It's going to leave the country. They're not going to invest. And the same thing with corporations. I really wish there would be some real truth in how much the wealthy actually does pay in taxes as compared to those that pay little or nothing. They will always want to go back to the Warren Buffett model, where his secretary was paying, allegedly, more than he was paying in taxes. Well, I would say, okay, there might be some merit in that, but did his secretary, did she own real estate companies, and is she helping with business and commerce? I don't know anybody who has ever been hired by a poor person. Do you?
Nope, I don't.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, well, all good points that you're mentioning. By the way, something that smells of John Kerry, but I can't prove it. I just have a sense that he's involved somehow. The USA has agreed, according to the Iranian state TV and an official there, to paying $7 billion, along with some of our European allies, to get some of our political prisoners back from Iran. Don't know if that's true or not. The USA says, nope, didn't do it.
Yeah, this one stinks. First of all, how many prisoners are there in Iran that we have interest in that we would swap? I guess that's the first question.
Correct.
The second thing is that it is their seven, allegedly, it's Iran's $7 billion that we're going to give back to them. Well, I guess the bigger question is, what $7 billion? And if we have $7 billion, how did we get it? When did we get it? And under the Obama administration, why didn't we give it back to them then when we gave them the pallets and pallets and pallets of cash? So there's a whole lot of other questions to ask here. As the United States is denying all this, first of all, we don't pay ransom. And that's precisely how this is being packaged. So, there's something very, very wrong in all of this one.
But don't you just feel that Kerry might be involved in this?
Well, I mean, he did the first model with the pallets of cash and the prisoner swap, which was a whole lot bigger than was ever reported. So, I mean, he could have certainly been consulted on this. But did Iran just happen to let the cat out of the bag here? Zarif apologized for his comments about John Kerry and telling him about Israel's covert operations in Syria.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, Portland went nuts over the weekend again as anti-ICE Portland rioters ran wild and threatened police officers again. Are they ever going to get it under control there?
Well, it doesn't appear so, but I would ask this question. Under the Trump administration, what they tended to do was put some federal agents in with law enforcement.
Yep.
So they see federal crime.
Yep. All right. So, Hold the fort. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with Denise Simon. We're going to talk a little bit more about Portland. And Seattle's been kind of quiet. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will. And by the way, folks, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic when your back bothers you. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes complete with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They are located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan store. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. .com. Make sure, though, you tell them the captain sent you. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, Joe Biden's, well, I'm going to let you finish where you're at with Portland, because we've got Portland, we got Seattle, we got some of these other blue cities, but Portland in particular, it just won't stop.
Well, it'll stop if there's a will to stop it. I mean, first of all, you know, every state pretty much has laws against gangs. And if Antifa is not a gang, then I don't know what is, okay? And it's destructive. So where's the district attorney? Where are the judges? Why are these people not being really charged? You know, they're... you know, you might arrest three when there's hundreds. We're very good at collecting communications. Why aren't we following these people home to see where they live, how they live, where the money's coming from? I mean, there's all kinds of things that, you know, that law enforcement can and should be doing. Under the Trump administration, what they did was they embedded federal agents in with law enforcement. So if there was some kind of, you know, an attack on the law enforcement, then it would become a federal charge. There's property destruction, there's theft. I mean, there's there's all kinds of things. So, if you want to know what the rest of the country is beginning to look like, all you have to do is look at Portland. I mean, we're becoming we got civil society decay here. Just like what in California, they're releasing up to 75,000 prisoners.
Uh-huh.
Some of them that were in there for life sentences. I mean, you look at this on a bigger picture, and we have a complete breakdown of civil society, and it's perpetuated by defunding the police and not charging people and the judges and the DAs and so forth. So it's going to get uglier.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's also getting ugly because we look and we see Joe Biden's first 100 days. It seems to be going quite well for the drug cartels, the gangs, and the human smugglers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how come, has anybody bothered to ask, you know, the Biden White House people, what are we doing about Portland and Seattle? What are we going to do about, you know, two sizable cities? I don't know the answer to that. Mm. But nobody's bothering to ask him. I don't even convince he knows.
Mm-hmm. Now, Republican Senator Josh Hawley came out and said, and he was on Sunday TV again yesterday, said that the Democrats and big tech are consolidating their power. Well, could they get it any stronger than it already is?
Yeah, they could. They very well could. You know, here's what's pretty interesting. It's not just, you know, Facebook and Twitter that's controlling messaging. But I would say Google, I think, is probably a bigger problem because so many people use Google. To their own peril, I might add. And if you go to do a search for whatever, you know, subject you necessarily want on the internet, and you use Google, are you going to trust the search results that you get? Because I wouldn't. You know, if you're a Republican and or conservative, or that you know, you want to Google something about Fauci or the pandemic, or what, do you really think that the results that you get are going to be the whole story, or you've gotten all the choices that you need? I don't think so. If you type in Josh Hawley and you want to see what he's about, do you think that Google's going to return fair results, search results? I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
But yet if I go to DuckDuckGo and I do it, I'm going to get a lot of stuff.
Well, you're going to get you'll get a lot of stuff on Google, but if you compare the two,
yeah,
you're going to get very different results.
Yeah, exactly. And you are right, and people don't understand that. But anyway, there are different search engines you can use. Now, And Josh Hawley is an up and comer. They decided to tackle him early on, and you know that's going to backfire on him. I do believe. I think he's going to do very well. Thank you very much. Now, the Democrats now want to block the FCC to block anti-socialist radio station buyers. I'll give you an example. There's a radio station down in Miami, which is right now currently Latino, and it's music. And the people that are buying it, that want to buy it and make it into a conservative news talker. And there's been a lot of pushback about that. and the FCC commissioner, and by the way, most of the FCC folks were appointed by either George W. Bush or Donald Trump, so the majority is definitely Republican when it comes to who's on the FCC. They said, nope, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. If anybody that's got the money wants to buy a station can have the opportunity.
I'm just telling you that the operatives, the commie operatives, have permeated virtually every kind of non-government agency and government agency that there is.
Yep.
In several ways. It's the whole woke thing, and with critical race theory. It's everywhere. It's in the medical profession. It's in the policy. I mean, what about this policy that the Biden White House came out with, and that these non-payback loans that they don't have to, the farmers don't have to pay back, only go to farmers of color. White farmers don't get it. So
yep.
There's a lawsuit against that.
Yep. Now, how's about this one? We find out again that the Payroll Protection Program, known as PPP, which is funded primarily by coronavirus stimulus money, with hundreds of millions of dollars went to companies owned by China.
And fake companies. I just read one yesterday, there was a fake company that was established that applied for $8 million and got it. At least they're getting their money back. I guess some of it.
Let's hope so. By the way,
that's your government at work.
By the way, finally, Mitt Romney, he was at the Utah Republican Convention over the weekend. He was loudly booed, and some people were calling him a communist, a liar, and a traitor by many of the folks that were in attendance, and it got very loud, and Mitt actually wound up leaving.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either, but I understand the disgust and the hate from Mitt Romney. But I will tell you that if you look at every single vote, when it comes to legislative action, he's voted the right way.
Yep, I noticed that. Okay. All right, well, you take care, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she has to offer on her website. In the meantime, I'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, concern.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least three people are dead after a boat capsized Sunday off the coast of San Diego. Officials say the vessel hit a reef offshore and broke apart in bad weather. Rescuers say up to 30 people were aboard the boat and nearly two dozen were hospitalized. Jeff Stevenson of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they believe the boat was being used in human trafficking.
Every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel. It used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
And the State Department is denying reports of a prisoner swap with Iran. Iranian state TV announced Sunday that a deal had been reached for the release of four Americans in exchange for billions of dollars. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're located after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. So, here they are right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is overlooking Boston, right there just outside Boston, Concord, Mass. But in either case, I submit to you that you should ask to take the tour of one of their fine facilities and find out what they're all about. Because that way you'll know exactly what you're getting yourself into, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is not just like going out and getting a job. It's getting a career that will give you lifelong sustainability. And that means that you'll have a job for as long as you want it as a certified aviation maintenance tech anywhere in the world. Now, they start out appear stateside at about 60,000 and go up very rapidly. You can be up to a three-figure salary within a few years, maybe even sooner if you get the luck of the draw and wind up going overseas with a government contractor or something like that. That's all up to you. But as to take the tour, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Their website again, naa.edu. Well, the top U.S. military intelligence official said that during a congressional hearing this past week that the Russian military is still an existential threat to the United States and should be considered very seriously. We know that. We all knew that. We hope that you knew that, because it's obvious that that's the case. By the way, for the last decade, almost 20 years, the Pentagon has been every day holding possible scenarios, conducting possible plans in Afghanistan. Now they're preparing for the Taliban to attack them on the way out of Afghanistan as the forces are withdrawing there. By the way, the Taliban is stepping up their activities in lieu of the United States pulling out. And we've got about 700 Rangers that have been dispatched to take care of the guarding the withdrawal of these people, leaving the different forward operating bases and moving back to the rear echelon. That may or may not work to a certain degree, but you're not hearing about all the different attacks going on, which is not good, I might add, not good for the possibility of peace talks, which just don't seem to be going anywhere. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice both are extremely worried and concerned about the women and the girls that have been westernized in Afghanistan and what's going to happen to them. Well, I can tell you what's going to happen to them. There's no doubt about it. They are going to be lined up and shot after they're literally manhandled in whatever way the Taliban want to do that. But that's what they're going to do, because there is no place to repatriate them. That's not what they do. It's their way or the highway, and they don't put up with anybody that's had any exposure to the Western way of life. They just don't do that. Now, did you hear about NATO launching joint military exercises in Albania with thousands of military forces from the United States and other countries in the first big, large-scale drill since World War II in the Western Balkans? Well, that took place. Very successful, too, I was told. An activity by the U.S. military ships and surveillance planes directed towards China has increased significantly under President Joe Biden's administration. But the Chinese are not taking this lying down. They're doing the same. They're sending flights basically right to our backyard up there in Alaska. And it seems like every day there's something else going on where we have to scramble jets. By the way, this is the bad part. Bloomberg is reporting again, violence has surged in the war-torn region of Afghanistan as the U.S. forces are leaving the country after two decades. Violence has reared its ugly head and stepped up. A lot of bombings going on, suicide bombings. And the head of the U.S. Special Operations in Europe this week met with troops in the Ukraine, marking the two-star general's first visit to the country where a recent Russian military buildup has sparked U.S. threat alerts. Still no confirmation that the Russians have moved anywhere but sideways into Ukraine. Not back, but sideways. Not sure what that's going to mean for future things, but obviously the Ukraine's going to remain a threat for a while until the Russians decide to tamp that down, if they decide to do just that. And as Japan's coronavirus cases continue to surge, some U.S. military bases there and in South Korea announced they would resume administering the one-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson as soon as today, which means that that should be going on as we speak right now. Now, pressure has mounted on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It's increasing as people are demanding his support for an overhaul on how the military handles the sexual assault allegations in the ranks. Overturning decades of military practice, and advocates argue, moving the Pentagon one step closer to ensuring justice for victims. They took it away from the unit commanders. And now we're going to see where that goes. By the way, the Senate will work on the annual defense authorization bill. It will be delayed until sometime midsummer because of the ongoing wait for President Joe Biden's federal budget outline, a delay that could complicate a host of military personnel and procurement plans. And if it does, then that could create problems elsewhere in the world. We'll get into all that when it happens, but not the first time this has happened. Certainly not to be expected by a regime, the Biden regime, if you want to call them that, that was supposed to be on the ball, treetop tall. And again, the veterans' health care delays that we're seeing right now at a number of the VAs around the country are totally unacceptable, which is one reason why they came up with programs during the Obama administration and early on in Donald Trump's administration to try to speed things up. And that was, if you could not get care in a timely manner at a veterans facility, then you would be able to go see one of the doctors approved by the VA to get that care that you needed. Now, has that in fact been happening all the time? According to a recent report, the answer is no. But we'll have to wait and see for what the results actually are. And of course, it's always a bit of a change when that happens. By the way, coming up on the other side of this break, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to talk to him about some different things, and I'm going to ask him some questions about climate change, and I'll get him started, see what he thinks about that before we move on with a lot of financial things to talk about today. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Miss Announcer Lady, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And that is part of the integrated health plan that I take every day in the morning when I get up, or afternoon, whenever that happens to be. And then again around midnight. And it needs to be taken regularly, which I do twice a day to have it get in your system and work. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is just one of my problems. It also goes to lower and eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, rheumatism, arthritis, whatever you might happen to have, broken bones, whatever the situation is, recovering from surgery. Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas and then alleviates the pain at the source. Now, the best part of it is, folks, is it's 100% drug-free, but I can tell you, in my case, it works. And tens of thousands of other people will tell you the same thing. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and for only $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and see if it'll work for you. It'll get it all going. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and make sure you tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, 1995. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm going to talk about climate change before I get into the real drift of the day, which is something we heard yesterday you and I were talking about. But are you ready for this?
Ready.
Climate change is the biggest hoax ever. I have proof. In the 1960s. Oil was supposed to be gone and disappeared from the planet in 10 years, remember?
Uh-huh.
In the 1970s, another ice age was coming in 10 years, remember?
Well, remember, Matt.
Yeah. Back then, they were calling it global warming. Now it's climate change. So it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold or indifferent.
Yep.
Everything's applicable.
And in the 1980s, acid rain was going to destroy all the crops in 10 years. Remember that?
Yep. I mean, acid rain, absolutely.
Yep. Then in the 1990s, the ozone layer will be destroyed in 10 years. We're all going to burn up.
Remember that one, too?
Yep. How about the 2000s? The ice caps will be gone in 10 years.
Yeah, and then it was. They also told us it wasn't going to snow anymore. Remember that, too?
I do. Well, none of that has happened, but all that's resulted is more taxes. So they got their wish. We didn't get ours.
Listen, they get their wish because the money keeps flowing in. And listen, I am a conservative means, you know, you want to conserve and you want to take care of things. And, you know, there's things that we learned as kids. So you go camping, the campsite must be cleaner when you leave than when you got there. And I think all of that is important. I think we should always strive to be as clean as possible. I think the problem is that you start making stuff up, you start losing people. When it comes to what you're doing, you really do. I think there's a lot of great technology that will continue, and I think we need to come up with more sources of, you want to have more sources of energy, green energy. The greenest energy we can do, quite frankly, is nuclear power. And, you know, the new nuclear power facilities that they've developed today, they have a very small footprint. They don't look like the ones that were built, 3 decades ago that we're still using. We don't build new plants, and that's unfortunate. And that to me is, you know, if all these people got all these dreams, I'd much rather have these nuclear power plants, these smaller ones, set up than by putting windmills up everywhere that more often not going to end up being an eyesore, don't work all the time, freeze in Texas at the wrong time. And, you know, they're just not as efficient as what we have the technology for.
There are 3 power plants in upstate New York that power plant for about half a dozen states besides the state of New York, and people don't even realize it, and they've been there for a number of years. By now, they were supposed to be obsolete and either new ones built or something, but they've been restructured, rebuilt, and still powering away.
Yeah, well, they just shut down. I think it's going to end up being an issue for the New York area. They just shut down the Indian Point plant that went offline on Friday.
Yeah, it will be an issue.
It is stunned. They're decommissioning it. And, you know, my concern is whether or not they're going to be able to get enough natural gas up into this area. Because I remind you that, you know, part of the Biden infrastructure plan was to put a wind farm off of Long Island. And then the people in the Hamptons are like, we don't want it in our backyard.
No.
All the rich liberals, they don't want to have these plants. So that's not going to happen. The same way that, you know, the Kennedys and the Careys got rid of the wind farms that they wanted to put off Nantucket. They don't want to look at them.
Yep.
You know, so it's funny how these things work. I mean, there's just, you know, if it was efficient enough, if it really worked well, one would think that they'd be putting solar panels in the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about this woman. I think she was the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, was on Fox News Sunday yesterday talking about making the tax structure around the world, corporate tax structure, equal to get some sort of parity for the countries to where we'd all be charging about the same tax for our corporations, so we would all have a fair shot at the economy.
Yeah, we've dealt with that before. It's called the cartel. Remember OPEC?
I do.
They'd all get together. They'd set the price of oil or how much that they were going to, how much their output was going to be so they could control the price. Whatever is going to happen with cartels is you're going to get countries that cheat. And I know, I'd say if I was ran a country, I said, I'm not signing up for this. I said, you know, nations are supposed to compete against one another. And if I can make it less expensive for people to set up business in my country, well, that's good for us. If you don't want, you want to charge whatever you want, charge what you want. I think it's arrogant of the United States to do this. And I know you get certain European countries that want the same thing. But I think when all is said and done, I think that it's not going to happen.
Stephen Moore says the economy is recovering, but we don't need a blizzard of spending. And then on top of that, Senator John Barrasso slammed the $2 trillion jobs plan. He said it's like someone with a new credit card.
No, it's out of control. It's just it's patently absurd. Not to mention the fact that most of this infrastructure stuff, we don't even have the materials to do the things that they want. I mean, there is a major issue right now as far
plywood.
As supplies, everything, supplies, very, very expensive. And it's also a matter of workforce. This is interesting. I've got a lot of contractor friends and people who own small businesses, restaurants. I know down in Southwest Florida, there are restaurants right now that are just doing delivery, because they can't get wait staff.
Right.
And they can't get the, dishwashers. There's, I mean, these are restaurants, these are businesses that can't get the workers. I've talked to some of the contractors here that doing work around homes. For to get a day laborer, which we all know, more often than not, it's going to be somebody who is illegal, they are demanding $250 a day cash.
Right.
Cash.
Right.
That's what day laborers are getting right now in certain areas of the country.
Right.
So don't tell me that there's not inflation out there. We've got a worker shortage because Americans aren't wanting to go back to work because they can sit on the couch and get the free checks. And we have a supply issues. We've got inflation across the board. And this is all because of all this money printing and nonsense that's going on.
And I have a solution. Get rid of that extra $300 or whatever it is they're giving them on top of the unemployment.
Yeah, it's not just that, though, man. It's all the other stuff that they're adding on to it. The stuff for the kids and every, I mean, it adds up, you know, with all the government assistance that one can get. You can function, live in this country, and not have to work. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is that we've heard Larry Kudlow say that Biden got big government to push the push is devastatingly bad, and Senator Tim Scott is hopeful, but not holding his breath on this food stamp increase that Joe Biden wants to do without Congress. He wants to do an end around.
Yeah, these are the things that have to stop. The power of the executive branch it's gotten absurd across the board, and we did this. I mean, it's going back to the war on terror, which never ends, to the government using, various different, agencies there at the Eisenhower office building to get and do what they want. We're supposed to have, a Congress, and it's supposed to be, laws are supposed to be written and done there. They don't do much anymore, aside from, raising money. And it's not the way things are supposed to work.
Yeah. Now, Senator Rob Portman from Ohio says the GOP is ready to go on the jobs plan, but not the tax hikes.
Well, the jobs plan. I mean, the Republican infrastructure stuff was much smaller, obviously, and it was very much, it was actually bigger as far as actual infrastructure was concerned than what the Democrats were proposing, but it was actual infrastructure projects, bridges and roads. And, I am much more fond of that.
Yep. And I have a homework assignment for you. You ready?
Ready.
Find out who the Chinese-owned companies were that got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of PPP money and haven't paid it back. We'll be talking about it tomorrow.
You got it. Sounds good.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. And tomorrow that's going to be one of the things that we are going to really hit hard on, the PPP money and the Chinese companies that got it. Who are...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.